Okay, so hey, listeners, Jason and I were real excited about that that pitch we came up with on the show not too long ago, talking about that that kind of network building game idea where it's cops versus mobsters. And so we thought we would do a little bonus episode here of us kind of exploring some more of that idea. Can you recap, Jason, what our basic concept for that was?
Sure. Just correct me if I'm wrong, but the basic concept was you've got two players who are kind of dueling.
Yeah.
You've got your mob boss and kind of what we've called your chief detective or whatever, or your police chief. And
yeah.
And they're squaring off. Each character is representing one of those people. And what your goal is, if you're the good guy, is to incriminate the mobster.
Yes.
If you are the bad guy, your goal is to assassinate that chief detective. So how you do that is by the each person has abilities that they can use with the cards they have in their hand. Now the mobster, he needs to pull crimes. When he pulls crimes, he gets money, he gets stuff, but he has to send people out to pull crimes. So as he's pulling crimes, the police side, they're trying to investigate those crimes and pin it on people.
Right.
Every time they do that, they're exposing themselves, possibly to being tainted by this mobster. Police officers could get whacked or they could get turned. And so the way that happens is basically you've got your mobster at one side, you've got your police guy at the other side, and you're using people to build a network between the two.
Right.
So the way I would see it is you would have a lot of duplicate cards. The mobster would have these mobster guys who could go out and do stuff for him, right?
Mm-hmm.
And your police would have officers, and the mobster would have those guys in his deck too. So when I put them into play, for instance, if he uses two thugs to pull a crime and I have one of those thugs,
yeah,
I can play them and I can yank him in right away. Now, if that doesn't work, you know, if I pull him in, if I don't have that card, I mean, and I can't pull him in and automatically interrogate him, the idea is that every character knows another character or two, right?
Yeah.
So you use those to build that network outwards until you can finally trace it back to the mob. So in the case of let's say the mobster, you'd be trying to get to his captains or his capos, as they would call him on The Sopranos. So you're trying to get to his inner circle before you can get to him, right?
Yeah.
Because he's going to be just sending out his street warriors, just his enforcers and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to map back to those captains so that you can get to him. The same, let's say you're the police chief. You've got your detectives. So he wants to get to the highest ranking detectives he can to get to you. Because you've got your beat cops out there, you've got, you know, your medical examiners and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But he has to get back to you. And the first one to do that wins.
Mm-hmm.
There was some details you had talked about pulling crimes and such and how they were pulled. Do you want to go over that?
Yeah, sure will. Okay, yeah. So let me take you through like one round of the game is what I had kind of brainstormed here. Okay, and I think the game would always kind of start with the mobster, you know, because the cops can't go after the bad guys until the bad guys do something bad.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So the mobster wants to pull off a crime. All right. And he's going to, in order to pull off a crime, he needs a certain amount of stuff to do that. You know, obviously he needs a card that is a crime, right?
Correct.
Okay. He needs, and every crime is going to require certain stuff to do that. So let's say he's going to be knocking over a bookie's place, right?
Yes.
Okay. And so he needs two of his cronies, two soldiers to go out there and pull a crime. And so the crime's going to require two men, and it's going to require a weapon of some kind. Okay.
That makes sense.
Right. So the example that I put down here was we need a muscle and a gun, which are red and black icons. Okay.
Right.
In order to pull that off, the mobster needs to hire Meaty Mike for the muscle and Jimmy Fingers, who's good with a gun. Right. I'm reading my notes here, so forgive me if it sounds like I'm reading. The mobster first lays down the crime card, then lays down Meaty Mike and Jimmy Fingers on either side of the card. You roll a die and add some modifiers from the cronies' score against the difficulty score on the crime. All right, so you're rolling against that stuff, and if you succeed, then you successfully pulled off that job. But if you But if you fail, too bad. You already tried that crime. You failed. You throw that away in your discard. And it's just gone. You already tried to knock that place over. Now, down the road, you might get a card which might allow you to pull something out of your discard, out of your trash, to try a crime a second time, that kind of thing. But right. Those cronies, those guys you hired, they can go back into your deck because, you know, maybe if you roll really poorly, one of them gets shot or something. But the idea is that those guys might still be available to you.
Right.
Okay.
So how do we track the network with that? Because mm-hmm. you made a good point. I was picturing the card stayed in play. But then I was picturing a board that was huge with stuff everywhere and that I was really annoyed about. So they come back in your hand. That's great.
Yeah.
How do we track that Jimmy Fingers was in play?
Well, let's assume everything succeeded, okay?
Okay.
Everything succeeded, okay? So you play that out there. You have your crime card, and that is right in the center. And on either side, on one side, you have Jimmy Fingers, and on the other side, you have Meaty Mike.
Okay? Right.
If you succeed, those three cards stay in play. They just stay out there on the table. That's the beginning of your network.
So you'll never get Meaty Mike back.
Well, no, but you can reuse him for your next job.
He just has to stay in play.
Right.
Because once he's pulled a crime, he can't go away.
Right. Because he's got heat on him.
And just like when I send a cop out to investigate said uh-huh. crime, he's now investigating right. stuff.
Yeah. The idea is that now he's involved in something and he did that and he's never going to be able to pretend that he didn't do that.
Because the network is the network.
The network is the network, right.
So if I have a cop on a crime... Right?
Mm-hmm.
So if I put a cop out there and he's investigating the crime with Meaty Mike and you need to reuse Meaty Mike for another crime,
mm-hmm.
my cop gets a bonus or something, right?
Something like that.
Because when you move, so that said, how do you get the chain back?
Okay. Well, let's keep going with so that's the end of the mobster's turn, and let me just take the next step to the cop's turn. Okay. All right. To keep going here. Okay, so the mobster, he was really happy with the performance of those two guys, of Mike and Jimmy, right?
Mm-hmm.
On his next turn, he can reuse one of those two guys to pull the next job. So Jimmy Fingers is good with a gun, but he's also good with a knife, you know, because every guy might have multiple specialties.
Right.
Okay? And that might be a blue icon. That means if the mob boss wants to use Jimmy Fingers in the next job, he can tie him either to a blue or a black icon on the next crime for his knife or for his gun. Right. And
right.
so then when he plays that next crime, he's going to play that next crime card down on the other side of Jimmy Fingers. So now we have a chain that goes Meaty Mike, crime, Jimmy Fingers, crime. So we're building a chain.
Gotcha.
Okay. And now Jimmy Fingers is connected to two crimes. All right. So that way we're building this chain of crimes. Everything's tied together by this network of the guys who are pulling the jobs. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So now we move on to the cop's turn, which is investigating that crime. The cops can investigate a crime only after it's been committed, because obviously you can't invest something before it happens.
Unless we're going to make the Minority Report game.
Ooh.
That would be a terrible game.
It'd be awful, like that movie. Okay, so first of all, the cop starts by playing an evidence card. Okay, and that evidence card has to have the same icon or color on it as one of those on the crime card. Okay, so that evidence card is either going to have a red icon or a black icon on it for
right.
muscles or for...
Makes sense.
For the gun, right? Okay. They put that down, and then they can interrogate any of the cronies in their hand who has a matching icon or color, okay? So the cop might have three different cronies in his hand, because from his deck, but he can interrogate any one of them that has an icon of that same color, all right?
That makes sense.
Okay. Because, hey, these cops know what a guy's MO is, you
well,
know?
And so we found a knife at the scene.
Yeah.
Frankie Fingers...
Jimmy Fingers.
Jimmy Fingers. We're talking to him.
Yeah, right. In what he might have Frankie the Fish in his hand too. You know, who's also good with a knife, and so he's going to interrogate Frankie. And Frankie didn't pull a job, but Frankie might know who did.
Right.
Okay. The interrogating again is handled by a die roll. You roll comparing the evidence to the score on the bad guy's card. Right.
Right.
Okay, depending on your success. Okay, so in this example, they're investigating the bookie shakedown, and they find used shells from a gun. So they know that a gun was used in the heist. If they have Jimmy Fingers' card in their hand, they can interrogate him immediately. But if they don't have Jimmy Fingers' card, they can interrogate another crony, Frankie the Fish, with a black icon. If they succeed, then that guy will tell them to talk to Jimmy Fingers. They can search their deck for Jimmy Fingers and will get a bonus to the interrogation on the next turn. So if they talk to Frankie the Fish, And he says, "Oh, you got to tie Jimmy fingers." They don't have to wait until they draw Jimmy. They can go into their deck and they can search for his card and interrogate him their next turn. Because cops have those kinds of resources, you know. They don't have to just wait and see who's available. If they know who to talk to, they can go get that guy.
Right.
Okay. So, and then they're going to get a bonus on that roll to interrogate him. If they succeed, he gives up the other guy who pulled the job with him. So if they succeed in interrogating Jimmy, he's going to give up Meaty Mike. All right. If they fail, they can try and interrogate him again, this time at a penalty, or try to get more evidence to try and track somebody else down. Maybe now they can get some red evidence to try and find Meaty Mike. Or they can just move on to the next crime, because by that time, the mob boss probably would have pulled another crime.
Right. Okay. That makes, if you're going to give the special power to the police that they can search their deck, mm-hmm. special power of the mob should be that they can whack people.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm going to talk to Jimmy Fingers. No, I'm going to kill Jimmy Fingers.
Yeah. Right. Right. So, yeah.
But that mm-hmm. would become a crime in itself then, right?
Absolutely.
So now we chain from there.
Right. Right. So the cops have this ability to go back and reuse evidence and look, or not reuse evidence, but to look back at old crimes, look back at old evidence and things, look through the deck to try and talk to different people to try and find these connections. And they can really badger those witnesses if they want to, because that's in their power. But the mobster has to kind of work with what he's got at the time. But right. he also has the power to put dudes down.
Right. Including cops.
Exactly. Or the mobster has the ability to corrupt cops to pay him off.
Right.
And now that is the part that I really want to do, but I'm not sure how to fit that in.
Right. Yeah, that's something that's a little more... The chain to get back to the police, to get back to the chief, is tough.
Yeah.
Like, how do you chain to him? That's... it's almost like you'd have to have a set criteria of, like, you need... Here's something I picture that... probably wouldn't work, but might be kind of cool, right?
Okay.
So you've got a board, right? Not mm-hmm. a full-on game board, but let's pretend it's, you know, decent size. Still fits in like a Citadel size box, right? Maybe okay. it's bifold, flips out. On one side, you've got the detective. You've got the chief. On the other side, you've got the mob boss, right?
Okay.
And then you've got slots in between that you have to try and fill in names on those to get from the center point back, like to get from one to the other, right?
Okay.
It's a terrible idea, I think, but I what I like is the visualness of it.
Mm-hmm.
The idea that you could have, you could be visually connecting things on a board,
mm-hmm.
almost like Clue, right? It's almost like checking your things off on Clue.
Yeah.
To say... Again,
I hear you.
Not saying it's a great idea, but just right now I'm having trouble with the visuals of this game.
Mm-hmm. I hear what you're saying, because then it's like at a glance you can kind of see how far along you are in making those connections.
Exactly.
Yeah. So where I have it in my brain so far is I have the idea of how the mobster can pull crimes and how the cops can investigate those crimes. Now the next step is how do you get that back to the mob boss, and how do you get that to the police chief?
Right. Now, what if you had to have some cards in play to start? What if you started with some cards in play that represented things? One is your character, mm-hmm. the police chief. And then you've got some of your detectives in play around you, right? Okay. Maybe you've got the police station in play and some other things. Just like the mob boss would have to have like his hideout in play, right? Maybe he's got a couple things. Maybe he's got a couple captains in play. Maybe his consigliere, that type of stuff, right?
Okay.
So when that's happening, that's giving you visually something to work towards, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, no?
Okay. No, I'm with you.
So basically those cards are always available to be used
mm-hmm.
at any point. You can use one of those cards in play. Like, those are cards that you're permanent. You can use them unless something happens to them. I.e., if you're a captain, you might get arrested. If you're a cop, you might get murdered or corrupted. What would be cool is, so your detective gets corrupted and now, boom, he hops to the other side. Or mm-hmm. maybe you're able to turn one of the captains over. Now he comes to your side, right?
Okay.
So, yeah.
Here's another thought. Okay. there are various departments in a police department, right? There's homicide and there's narcotics and there's what would be robbery. I don't know. Yeah. There might be traffic or whatever. Okay. So each crime has a certain type. All right. Let's say we have robbery, we have homicide, we have narcotics. Okay. In order for a mobster to play a corrupt cop, he first has to commit two crimes of that type before he's allowed to get a corrupt cop on his side. Cause now he's gotten some familiarity with that part of the force. Right.
Right.
Okay. The police officer. And so the mobster decides at what point in the game, he's going to be able to start getting some cops on his side. Okay. The police officers, the police chief on the side of the cops, they also are able to play an informant, somebody to talk for them when there's two of a certain kind. Then there's got to be some kind of condition there where once there's one crime of each type in play, that there's some other kind of bonus for that. Am I making sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. That does make sense. I'm kind of stuck on the, I think you have to have your decks you draw from and your starting decks that are in play. I think that that's really going to be the key, is to have those two separate things, right?
Okay.
That way you've got your legitimate resources that, bam, you've got those out right in front of you, right?
Yeah.
And I like the idea of mixing locations. Like, mm-hmm. for the mobster, it could be locations. Like, maybe it's a legit restaurant that he owns, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's his business front.
Okay.
And then you've got his warehouse where he keeps his drugs, or the, you know, the docks or whatever, you know, all the creepy places in the city where people shoot each other. So you've got those different places, just like you've got the different divisions, and those are in play right from the beginning, right? Okay. Because what that does is that allows you to purposely build networks to those places.
Oh, right? Yeah. Okay.
Now, because I feel like with a network building game, it's got to be visual. Just like a rail network building game, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's got to have some visual thing to it.
Yeah.
So if you've got your set group that's out, and then you work towards theirs and they work towards yours, and, you know, we'd mentioned before, not on here, but when you and I were talking about this, the idea that you've got your kings, right? Who's mm-hmm. the chief and the yeah. mob boss, and you can put them into play.
Yeah.
You can move them out into play. It's risky.
Mm-hmm.
But they're very powerful.
Yeah, at some point you have to.
Right.
Right.
There's going to be a point where you're going to have to expose your king.
Right.
And they can take it.
Like with the mob boss, it would be, you know, once you have a certain number of crimes out there, then your empire's really grown, and then you are going to be required, you know, maybe there's so many penalties to your next role to pull off that crime out there, that the only way to succeed is to actually use your mob boss card.
In the opposite of that with the mobster is, what if his empire is crumbling and he's running out of guys?
Oh, sure,
and
yeah.
He's got to go out there and do the job himself.
Because, right. Because eventually you're going to run out of guys in your deck.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you basically make the mob boss and the police chief both super high stats.
Yeah.
But it's not, you don't have to kill them. You just have to connect them.
Yeah.
So once you put them in play, now they're just in that much more danger. And we had talked about the idea that you could pull them back out of a network, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, but once they commit that crime, you're going to get bonuses against them. We have to figure those out, but...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that once a mob boss is involved, once he pulls that crime, the cop then has that next turn to try and make that connection. Otherwise on the mobster's next turn, he can pull his king back out.
Right, I like that. That's a great special ability for both of them. Like... when the police chief exposes himself, there's a chance, you know.
Mm-hmm. But the mobster then has a chance to pull a hit on him.
Right.
Yeah.
It would be fun, too, if there were cards that could try and force the hand of the others. Like, maybe the mobster could throw a benefit. Like, so that's a new location that gets played out. So the chief has to go to the benefit.
Yeah.
Or maybe the police chief could pull, like, a meeting of the families to try and force the mobster. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think this game is a lot more complex than we kind of originally imagined.
I think you're right, yeah.
But I think for a true network building game...
It's going to have to be.
It's going to have to be. It still can be just a card game with a couple of dice.
Right.
We need to track... We have to give a motivation as to why the mob boss has to pull crimes. Other than that's the point of the game.
Mm-hmm. He gets bored.
Yes, that's why.
Well,
I mean, I guess that... the mob boss, so it's easy to say, there's a new police chief put into place. The mob boss is now going to, needs to get rid of this police chief. But the only way he can do it is to link him, is to get to him via his crimes, right? Like, he needs to draw the police out. So he's going to do that while the, you know, while the cop tries to investigate it.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, you think back to movies. In movies, the big boss always comes out eventually, right? Like, well, like The Departed, you know? At some point, right. Jack Nicholson gets involved with these jobs just because he's bored and he's nuts.
Right.
You know?
He was nuts, too.
He was super nuts. You know, so it's, I don't think it's, obviously the mob boss, he's a criminal, you know, he's a bad dude.
Right.
He's comfortable doing bad stuff.
Right. Sometimes Tony Soprano whacked people himself too.
So. Yeah, there you go. I never watched Sopranos.
Super good, man.
I know, yeah.
There's one bad season, but other than that, phenomenal.
I need to see it.
So.
Yeah. So, okay. So we've made progress here. We agree. We like this kind of asymmetrical gameplay idea.
Yep.
Where the cop is kind of going back and investigating and rehashing old evidence and can come back and reinterrogate old suspects, searching through his deck to find cards that he wants. The mobster is just brute force. Go, 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 go. But eventually he's going to run out of resources.
Right.
Yeah.
And I like that we've just kind of set up the idea of having the cards in play ahead of time.
Yeah.
So that, you know, those are permanent resources you can always call on. Right. Because that way the mobster never truly runs out of resources.
Yeah.
And neither does the cop.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, unless you're getting rid of those people.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or maybe you're destroying the locations too. I mean, it gives you a nice, it makes it not just feel like, oh, this crime happened. The only thing we can do is investigate this crime.
Mm-hmm.
You've always got the option of trying to investigate those other things.
Yeah.
But obviously the crimes are the easiest way to do that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
In fact, for the mob boss, the crimes are almost a distraction, right? Because if you can use those crimes so that they're kind of blocking from being able to go. In fact, that might be an interesting twist to say that any turn the boss doesn't at least attempt to pull a crime.
Uh-huh.
The police are allowed to try and go for him, like to go to one of his locations, right?
Uh-huh. Well, I mean, the idea is that every time he's not pulling a new crime, the cops have more time to investigate that one crime and get closer to him.
That's true. And the more crimes he pulls, the more resources the cops have to use, right?
Mm-hmm.
If he pulls a crime every turn for three turns, you're going to have to put three cops out there.
Right.
To try and, because if you don't put a cop out there that turn, you lose it.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
so,
sure.
So, I mean, the case runs cold, right? I mean, that's the idea.
That's the idea, right.
Unless
right.
you can somehow connect back through it, but you can't just, the only turn you can play someone on it is that turn.
Right Bam. Away. Yeah.
You know, for that matter then, if you're going to have actions in people, it might make more sense to have a way to funnel those out into separate decks. Because you're always going to want to have people, right?
Yeah.
I mean, then is it better to make it an option to where,
you know, I like a game that starts with just one deck, you know?
No, I agree. Shuffle real well. Yeah. I mean, I guess the way to negate that is to have your people in play, right?
Yeah.
So if you've got your detectives in play,
mm-hmm.
Just like he's got his captains in play, mm-hmm. there's always someone to use.
Yeah. And you could potentially pull a cop off an old crime, move him to something else, you know?
Right. Yep.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So there's potential there, and I'm glad that we both feel like there is still potential even after that original conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me too. So I think this is something we'll keep talking about.
I think we will.
And we'll try and firm up some more rules, and we'll throw a couple more of these out here
as
we proceed through it.
Yeah. Yeah. Good talk, man.
Yes.
All right. Thanks for listening, guys, and stay tuned for more talk about this game whose name we don't know yet.
Something to do with Mafia, blah, blah. Thank you.
Cops and Robbers.
Terrible name.
Later on.